from the Disciples with Microphones Podcast Network.
And from the Crystal's Vintage Network.
Got up to 110. My speedometer says I hit top end, and I think my daddy's going to take away the key to my heart. Rod, Lincoln, oh, Key of David, come save me.
It's Crystal's Vintage Anywhere. Episode number 110. And now, the man who's going to keep driving me to drinking if he don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. Here's Brian Michael Page.
Hello and welcome, Ego Sum Briani Smiga Alis Pagina. Welcome to our 110th episode of Christos Vincit Anywhere. Today is our third in a series of mini episodes, and today we're going to open up the suggestion box for the rarely used Mass at Dawn. Yes, the Mass appointed for those early sunrise hours on Christmas morning. Following that, we'll do a brief reflection on the fourth of the O Antiphons. O Clavis David. That is, O Key of David. So let's hop into that hot rod Lincoln and take a wild ride.
Speedy delivery. It's the Crystal's Vintage Anywhere suggestion box.
Before we open up our suggestion box, I want to give a congratulatory shout out to Greg and Jennifer Willits of the Rosary Army podcast. Just the other day, they uploaded their 200th episode. Their 200th show takes on a musical form this time. Maybe we should employ their musical talents for our show sometime. Actually, I think we did use one of Greg's pieces once. So, we could employ their services here. Seamus is quite the choreographer, well, except for when he does the low Sunday limbo and falls on his tuchus.
Ouch!
But anyways, check them out at rosaryarmy.com. Make them, pray them, give them away. Our suggestion box this time covers Christmas, Mass at Dawn. Now, the reason I said earlier that this Mass is rarely used these days is because there just aren't as many churches that are left with Masses that begin that early in the morning. I mean, following midnight, the earliest you'll find these days is 8 a.m. And even with that Mass, the powers that be often opt to go right straight to the Mass during the day. You know, it's like, hey, what readings are you going on? You know, or I'll prepare the Psalm for the Mass at Dawn for, we'll say, an 8 o'clock Mass, or even as early as 7:30, I've had that experience, okay? You prepare the Psalm for the Mass at Dawn, and they're doing the readings for the Mass during the day. You'd think that 7:30 might be early enough to justify dawn, especially since we've just gotten past the darkest days of the year. And also remember, traditionally, Christmas Masses were marked as First Mass, Second Mass, and Third Mass, respectively, meaning midnight, dawn, and day. But anyways, let's look at the propers for the Mass at Dawn and the music as well, shall we? All right, let's look at the introit. Lux fulgebit hodie super nos, quia natus est nobis dominus, et vocabitur admirabilis, deus, princeps, pacis, pater futuri seculi, cuius regni non eri finis, dominus regnavit, decorum indutus est, indutus est dominus fortitudinem et precinctit se. A light will shine on us this day, for the Lord is born for us. He shall be called Wonderful God, Prince of Peace, Father of the world to come. His reign shall have no end. The Lord reigns. He is enrobed in majesty. He is clothed and girded himself with strength. Now I could say and will say, let's go with Hark the Herald Angels Sing here. The verse in this introit proclaims the Lord's kingship here. Right? Glory to the newborn king. And of course in the antiphon, Prince of Peace. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace. And the next line pretty much welcomes in the sun at this nice early hour. When I mean the sun, we mean hail the Son of Righteousness, the Lord Jesus himself. Now the gradual. Benedictus qui venit in nomine Domini, Deus Dominus et eluxit nobis, ad Domino factum est, et est mirabile in oculis nostris. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. The Lord God is our light. This is the work of the Lord, and a marvel in our eyes. It is a marvel, a wonder in our eyes, a great and mighty wonder. Yep, the hymn, A Great and Mighty Wonder. which is usually sung to the tune Es ist ein Rosensprungen. And that tune itself is used with a more familiar carol, Lo, how a rose e'er blooming. Now for those who are using the responsorial psalm option, Psalm 97, with A Light Will Shine on Us This Day, The Lord is Born for Us. And then, of course, is another psalm about kingship. The introit verse, by the way, is from Psalm 93, or if you're using the Vulgate, reference 92. The Alleluia verse from the Graduale pretty much repeats the introit verse. Dominus regnavit decorum induit, induit dominus fortitudinem et precinctit se virtute. The Lord is king, enrobed in majesty, the Lord is robed in strength, and girded with power. Now the lectionary option for the Alleluia verse, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace on those to whom his favor rests. What we have here is the ending of the gospel for the midnight mass being used as the Alleluia for the dawn mass. Two immediate citations come to mind, and you might have heard me mention this yesterday for the midnight mass suggestion box. Angels We Have Heard on High, with its glory in Excelsis Deo refrain, and Adeste Fideles, O Come All Ye Faithful, with its Gloria in Excelsis Deo in the third verse. Now looking at the offertory, Deus enim firmavi orbem terrae, quinom commovebitur, parata sedes tua Deus ectunc a seculo tuus. For God has made the world firm, not to be moved. Your throne is made firm from of old. You are from all eternity. More on kingship, of course, as well as a continuation of Psalm 93. The communion. Exulta filia Sion, lauda filia Jerusalem, ecce rex tuus venit sanctus, et salvator mundi. Exult, O daughter of Sion. Sing praises, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming, the Holy One, the Savior of the world. And now we have here a few additional hymns, and these are suggested in the Cantica Nova site. All my heart this night rejoices. And this one is sung to a tune called Varum Salt Ich. You can find this one in Worship 2, I believe it's hymn number 12. From east to west, from shore to shore. This is a little known hymn that you can find in cyberhymnal.org. This has sometimes been used to the Sarum chant tune, A Patre Unigenitus. And I've also seen it somewhere, I forgot where, to the tune Deus Tuorum Militum. Then there's God Rest You Merry Gentlemen. Now, do me a favor, don't do that version that some may pass off as politically correct.
God rest you merry, everyone, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born this holiday.
And now there's also How Brightly Beams the Morning Star, a translation of Philip Nicolai's Wie schön leuchtet der Morgenstern, sung to a tune by the same name. O Little Town of Bethlehem, two possible tunes, the ever-familiar St. Louis, and an English tune that Anglicans love to use, which also works very well, Forest Green. And finally, Silent Night, which most people associate with Midnight Mass, but works well here also. We'll leave a link to Cantica Nova's site, so you can check it out for any other hymns, choral music, or organ music that you might be interested in looking into. We'll be back.
Don't do this at church.
Veni, veni, Emmanuel, captivum sum.
Kumbaya, my Lord, kumbaya, kumbaya.
Don't forget those votes, reviews, and feedback at Podcast Alley, Dig, iTunes, email, and our message boards. We now come to the halfway point in our series on the O antiphons. Our fourth antiphon, the one for today, O Clavis David. Of David and scepter of the house of Israel. You open and no one can shut. You shut and no one can open. Come and lead the prisoners from the prison house, those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death. Passages from Isaiah. I will place his shoulder on the key of the house of David. He shall open and no one shall shut. He shall shut, and no one shall open. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness, from this time onwards and evermore. And then we have one additional one here. To open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison house, those who sit in darkness.
Ven ye clavis Davidi ca, regnat reclude celi ca, facite tutum supernum, et claude vias inferum. Gaude, Emmanuel, nascetur pro te Israel.
Just a friendly reminder, nominations and voting for the 2008 Blogger's Choice Awards are underway. Just like last year, Christos Vincit the Blog has been nominated for the Best Religion Blog category, and Christos Vincit Anywhere has been nominated for the Best Podcast category. We'll leave links for all of them in the show notes today. I want to thank you for joining me today. Tune in tomorrow as we reflect on the fifth of our O antiphons and open our suggestion box for the last Mass of Christmas, the Mass during the day. I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace.
Unus, duo, tres, cuatro.
Anywhere. Anywhere.
Christos Vincit Anywhere is a member of Disciples with Microphones, the B-Team, Ratzinger's Rottweilers, and... Oh yeah, the Christos Vincit Network.
Made on a crappy PC.